Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Big transmission lined up today. The markets are in turmoil globally. There's more riots and demonstrations in Greece. The police have stormed Bangkok. Much of the city is on fire. That is all coming up today. We've got Charlie Veach on, who's with the Love Police, another citizen activist group, really having a big effect in the UK, confronting globalists and exposing the false left-right paradigm. And we've also got Ellen Brown on, who has written a book about state banks and a new monetary system in this country that empowers the people. So that is all coming up today. Now, I've got four big stacks of news here that we are going to be covering in the meantime, and we're going to have wide open phones at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We've got a lot of audio and video clips that we're going to be playing as well today. But the first thing I want to cover when we get back is the Mexican president to address a joint session of Congress today, traveling all over the U.S., not the first time, shaking his finger at the American people and saying he represents and he is the leader of Hispanics in this nation, and that we've basically got to completely open our borders up. I mean, this is outrageous. No other country would put up with this. No other country would ever stand for this violation of sovereignty. A foreign leader who clearly stole the election in Mexico, who's been connected to all different forms of corruption, running around telling us what to do as the American people. It is just incredible. We'll also get into the economy. New claims shoot higher as jobless problem persists. German finance minister, markets are out of control. Banks to drop 12 to 15% then rebound. So a lot of things happening in the markets right now. Obama tells Mexican president, we are not defined by our borders. That's kind of like Lindsey Graham, the senator, saying that America is more of an idea rather than a place. This is all part of the North American Union takeover. And I put the name Rand Paul into the search engine this morning, into the NSA search engine. That's what Google is, government front. They now admittedly have vans driving around everywhere, not just taking photos of your house, but listening to everything you're doing, tracking all your Internet activity, just completely lawless. But I went into the NSA search engine, Google, and typed his name in. Tens of thousands of articles, almost all of them bashing Rand Paul and attacking him. So the system is definitely scared of Rand Paul. I want to go over a Salon article. And they've changed the headline since I read it this morning. This morning it was Alex Jones, Rand Paul is awesome. And now it's conspiracyist, Alex Jones, Rand Paul is awesome. So I've got to reread over this article. It looks like it said something added to the article. The article looks longer as well. So I should have printed that when I was at home because the memory hole has now altered this section of the matrix. The toll-free number to join us to take a lot of calls today is 1-800-259-9231 on any issue, any news item, any comment, any question you've got. We'd love to hear from you today as the global awakening accelerates, as the global tyranny expands. For every action, there is an equal reaction. 1-800-259-9231. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Jam-packed, informative transmission will continue after this quick break.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Under a spell. It's outrageous. Can you imagine if a U.S. president went to Mexico and that there were 30 million Americans living in Mexico who were flying American flags and saying that Mexico was part of the United States and that Mexican school children couldn't wear Mexican flag shirts in Mexico? And then the Mexican media went along with it and said it was bad that Mexican kids were wearing Mexican flags in Mexico, and it was bad that Mexico might want to control some of its sovereignty. I mean, think about this. Look, it's all about the North American Union, because when they set up a new economic and political order, the globalists get to set the rules. And we are in a North American Union, just like they officially set up the European Union in 1957. And that's in the Treaty of Rome documents. It's in the Bilderberg Group documents. In 2007, they had the 50th anniversary in the EU with fireworks and celebrations and parades. But the public was told the euro started in 2000. And then a few years later, they say, actually, you've been in the European Union for 50 years. And it's the same thing dealing with the Mexican president coming into the United States and basically telling us our business, and the media reporting it like it's a good thing, like it's reasonable. And members of the House and Senate running around saying we've got to fix the immigration problem. And how do they fix it? Total capitulation, total open border to anybody that wants to come to this nation to then be put on welfare and to be given free medical care as the United States collapses. All over the country, unlimited money for surveillance, unlimited money for GPS and ID biometric cards for school kids, and colleges announcing they're going to take your blood as part of entrance for the DNA database, and the police announcing they're going to take blood at checkpoints all over the country and now doing it, and the government trying to pass legislation for public DNA databases. They already have the DNA databases, but now they want to be able to use it and have it be public. Unlimited money for all this control and for more prisons. But then meanwhile, all over the country, they're announcing, we're not going to fix bridges. We're not going to fix roads. We're not going to fix sidewalks. We're going to slash all of the essential government services that government actually has a role in the past. And the government has control of that infrastructure. Everything is going to the police state on one side of the equation to oppress and control and extract wealth out of the people, and the rest of the money is going to interest on made-up debts to the private central bankers. And that is all coming up today. But I wanted to play this clip of Obama telling Mexican president, we are not defined by our borders. Here is that clip.
Finally, Mr. President, your visit speaks to a truth of our time in North America and the world. In the 21st century, we are defined not by our borders, but by our bonds. So I say to you and to the Mexican people, let us stand together. Let us face the future together. Let us work together. Trabajemos juntos.
Por último, señor presidente, su visita habla una de las grandes verdades de nuestra era en Norteamérica y en el mundo entero. En el siglo XXI nos definen no nuestras fronteras, sino nuestros lazos. De modo que le digo a usted y le digo a todo el pueblo mexicano, sigamos juntos, permanezcamos juntos al encarar juntos el futuro. Trabajemos juntos.
President Calderón, señora Zavala, welcome to the United States.
Presidente Calderón.
Incredible. Did you hear what he said? He called us North America, and he said we're not defined by our borders. Out in the open, North American Union. Doesn't matter who gets into office, whether it's George Herbert Walker Bush or Bill Clinton or George W. Bush or Barack H. Obama, it does not matter. They are getting rid of that border, and they are getting rid of our sovereignty. And they've used NAFTA and GATT to deindustrialize this country. And if you stand up and say, I want to keep America free, I want to keep America sovereign, you are labeled an evil racist. If you don't want the government running your health care and making you get health care, if you don't want the government taking control of doctors and the decisions they can make, you are a racist. Well, this isn't going to work anymore. The establishment has gone too far, and the people don't care about the labels anymore. The establishment is trying to divide the people by injecting race into all of these issues. But it's simple. Mexico has lost wars with the United States. Spain, Russia, England, France have all controlled parts of the Southwest. And Mexico has no claim on these areas, just like Spain and Russia doesn't have claims on California, though both of those nations have controlled and dominated areas of the West Coast in the past. It is an asinine claim. And what they teach Mexicans coming into the U.S. is, you see all these skyscrapers? You see all these swimming pools? You see all this money? Well, that's because the Southwest was stolen. Oh, really, the Southwest was seen as barren and useless and worthless, except for trade routes, to the Empire of Spain. That's why they never put money in to defend it. It was seen as worthless or near worthless by Napoleon Bonaparte. That's why he sold much of the middle area and southern area of the country in the Louisiana Purchase for a pittance, because it was just empty real estate with roving bands of natives who were also fighting and killing each other as well. So the fact is, this is taught in public schools in the U.S. This is taught in schools in Mexico, because it's part of this globalist takeover. But this is treason, to have a president up there saying, we are not defined by our borders. We are defined by the region of North America and by our bonds. See, there he is saying, we're not going to have borders in globalist speak. And that's what this immigration reform legislation is. It is a hemispheric North American Union ID card. They already have it issued by Mexico, the U.S., and Canada for the last 2 years. They run TV ads saying, oh, you don't have to get a passport. Get a North American ID card. And 2 years ago, I've got employees here in Texas, and the state of Texas basically works for the feds and the Department of Labor. And 2 weeks before, Jerome Corsi wrote about it in WorldNet Daily, just pointing out how real this is. I got the forms I was supposed to fill out, and it said, you don't report to the Department of Labor anymore through the state of Texas. You report to the North American Union. So they've already officially done all of this. And Obama thinks you're so stupid. He knows you only care about basketball and football and acting cool. And so he sits right up there in front of you and says this.
For his part, the Mexican president said some things that were a bit more restrained than what he has said in his own country, which he called the Arizona law, which has not yet to go into effect, an opening to hate and discrimination in that state. Here's what he said about Arizona's immigration law on the South Lawn.
We can't do so with a community that will promote a dignifying life in an orderly way for both our countries, who are some of them still living here in the shadows, with such laws as the Arizona law that is placing our people to face discrimination.
Face discrimination in Arizona.
Which is completely a lie.
The government has issued a travel warning to any Mexicans who may travel to Arizona.
A complete lie. You've got 800-plus cities where the illegal aliens are let go for drunk driving. They're released for crimes that citizens have the book thrown at them. They're given preferential treatment on loans. They don't have to show the ID. Citizens have to show to get bank loans. Now, let's go back again to that first clip. Obama tells Mexican president, we are not defined by our borders. Here it is.
Finally, Mr. President, your visit speaks to a truth of our time in North America and the world. In the 21st century, we are defined not by our borders, but by our bonds. So I say to you and to the Mexican people, let us stand together. Let us face the future together. Let us work together. Trabajemos juntos.
Okay, so basically more treason. He says, we don't have borders. I want the Mexican people to pour in and to keep their nationality and to help destroy the United States. Let us work together in treason. Let us work together with Los Angeles and Austin, Texas, and other treacherous cities like Boston to harass Arizona and to lie to the public about what the law says, that when they have first contact on another issue of drunk driving or whatever the case may be, or a robbery investigation, that if somebody is an illegal alien, we're going to take you to jail. You notice the feds don't care when police take citizens to jail every day for failure to ID, which is unconstitutional. You notice they don't care about the warrantless blood taking on the side of the highway the feds are funding. You notice they don't care when Obama says strip citizens of their rights and their citizenship secretly and put them into a dungeon. Or when you're on a no-fly list, you're on a no-gun-buy list. Now, that's all fine. Let's butcher the Bill of Rights from one end to the other. But let's give special super rights to the illegal aliens because, hey, we got a country that hates America. We got a country of people that want to bring it down. Bring them in. We're globalists. We love it. This is wonderful.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Before the globalists can fully and publicly collapse the United States, they've already done it, but they haven't announced it yet. They're stalling the population because they know the backlash is going to be so huge. But the public is waking up despite their propaganda and throwing out every incumbent, whether they're Republican or Democrat, in the primaries, from Utah to Kentucky, from Pennsylvania to California. This is now happening. So they're in a race to erase the border. And they've got a giant hoax going where they're saying, oh, we just simply want to be able to help these people get, you know, proper IDs, and we want to fix the immigration problem. We want to secure the border by just getting rid of it. And it will get rid of the problem. If you think illegal immigration is a problem, it just makes it legal. Completely open borders in the North American Union. And this is what the Security and Prosperity Partnership documents that have come out in the news in the last 3 years that we cover in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, show that they are going to have a continental security perimeter from Alaska to southern Mexico on the Guatemala border. Unlimited immigration, absolutely open. And that's why I've noticed, though, I've heard them on talk radio, illegal aliens call into shows and they'll say, are you an illegal alien? They say, yeah, I'm here illegally. I'll do whatever I want. I'll travel wherever I want. We've had them call into this show. But I hear them on other talk radio shows, and the host will always ask, well, are you for more illegals coming in? And most of them go, no, they're driving down my wages. I don't want them here. See, this is globalization. This is a race to the bottom. NAFTA and GATT didn't help Mexico. The government in the last 15 years or longer forced most of the indigenous groups in the interior of Mexico off of their land through UN biosphere operations. They then took the land, sold it off to globalists, turned it into national parks. They forced tens of millions of people up into Mexico City and then north up into the maquiladoras. And now almost all of the maquiladoras are empty, you see, because Mexico couldn't even compete with China. In the first phase, they were just competing with the U.S., and it helped deindustrialize the United States. Then the United States didn't have the money as U.S. consumers to buy their goods anymore. And so now Mexico's in worse shape. The United States is in worse shape. If every illegal alien had been forced to stay in Mexico in the last 30 years, that country would probably be free right now. There's no way that nation could have continued the corruption they've had. They've barely kept control of the population since then. But by using the United States as a political steam valve, as a place to send the criminal element and others, they have been able to maintain some control, though they are a failed state. Meanwhile, as the bankers make their move to consolidate power globally and to fund their expansion of world government, there are all sorts of violent things happening, not just in Greece, but in Thailand, and of course, Bloomberg Business Reporting, Ottawa police investigate Royal Bank firebombing, and video of this has been released. Canada's government condemned a firebombing of a Royal Bank of Canada branch in Ottawa and said it is prepared to respond to any threats of violence against the Group of 20 leaders summit in Toronto next week. Now, an anarchist group has claimed responsibility for the Ottawa Bank firebombing, and the National Post reports completely burned the building out. Why is this news? Because a bank got attacked? I mean, an anarchist group supporting illegal aliens 3 weeks ago in Santa Cruz firebombed a restaurant with people in it. Thank God they got out of the building. There's debate about whether it was an illegal alien march or an anarchist march. Well, AP reported it was a pro-immigrants rights march that turned violent. Scores of businesses, one report said 18, one said 20, had their windows all knocked out and a restaurant got set on fire. Imagine people marching through the streets with torches, with deadly weapons, and the police just retreated and basically did nothing and then called in backup. Imagine that. And it only made the local news on television. It did make the AP nationally. But notice now, this building is firebombed in the middle of the night. No one is in it, which does not make it attempted murder. It's attempted murder when you firebomb a restaurant at 10 o'clock at night in Santa Cruz. That is attempted murder. But this isn't even attempted murder, and it's all over the news. And it should be all over the news. But how many times have we caught anarchist groups working for the feds or big foundations? So that's coming up, too. There's another headline. Bangkok in flames after army storms protest camp. And I've got news of police all over the U.S. training with the military for social unrest. Stay with us. Your call straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We are back live, going to your calls here in just a moment, but going back to this National Post article, anarchist group claims Ottawa bank firebombing. The video taped firebombing of a Royal Bank of Canada branch in Ottawa last well, it was in the early morning hours yesterday morning, could be a sign of things to come. Anarchist websites are threatening militant and confrontational action during the summit of G8 and G20 world leaders in Ontario and Toronto, respectively, next month. And the group claiming responsibility for the bank attack vows that its members will be there to protest exploitation of the people and the environment. Yeah, you don't give us carbon taxes, we burn you out. And it goes on here with the police saying that the anarchists are always trying to interfere with them and incite them. When the police were caught, the Royal Mounted Police 2 years ago, this was in the National Post as well as the Toronto Star, dressed up like anarchists, attacking other police on video camera in front of the news, so they have a pretext to attack the peaceful crowds. So that is some of the other news that is coming up. I also want to get into the vicious attacks on Rand Paul. The system is really scared. We'll also get into the latest developments with the economy today. And we do have two guests coming up later in the broadcast. But right now, let's talk to Joshua in Florida. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Pretty good.
And I was curious if you had had an opportunity to see the new commercial, like the PR put out by the Council on Foreign Relations. Have you seen that yet?
Yes, I meant to cover that 2 weeks ago. That was in my list, in my stack to cover. We wrote an Infowars.com story with the title Council on Foreign Relations Propaganda. In fact, guys, will you pull that article up and get that video ready? I know we have it in the computer, and perhaps I'll have time to play that next hour. What'd you think of it?
I just thought it looked like, you know, total propaganda. I was wondering if you were going to do like a breakdown on it or whatever. But, you know, it's weird that they're finally kind of unveiling themselves, you know, here as we see everything is becoming so much more overt.
Well, did you hear the Zbigniew Brzezinski audio and video we played yesterday where he admitted, you know, the world government's in trouble? This is the first time everybody worldwide is waking up to us, and we've got a problem. I mean, they have tried to lie to people and say there's no such thing as a world government, but now they know that the public is awake to their lies, so they're coming out and, you know, having Angelina Jolie and others tell us how great the CFR is and how they love us and how they care about us.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw that, and I also saw something pretty disturbing from CNN. They did a piece called American Al-Qaeda. I don't know if you got a chance to watch that, but it actually just shows this gentleman and his road to radicalization, his road to Al-Qaeda, and it said what happened was he was spending too much time on the Internet, and he came to believe that the federal government was involved with 9/11, so that somehow justified jihad. Have you seen that?
Yes, I did see some short clips of it online a few days ago. It aired over the weekend with Anderson Cooper. And I've been explaining forever that they're going to gear up and talk about white Al-Qaeda, American Al-Qaeda, and tie it to in the Fed movements, Tea Parties, 9/11 truthers, anybody that doesn't trust the government and understands what's going on. They're going to try to tie to terrorism as they openly move to secretly arrest citizens for any secretive reason they wish, as they openly move to crack down on free speech on the web. I appreciate your call. Justin in Arizona, you're on the air, sir.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex.
Welcome.
Hey, I found a little bit of an interesting predicament when you were calling, you know, blaming Obama for treason, because the only person in this country that's committing treason is you.
Okay.
You guys deny global warming. You think that Arabs had absolutely nothing to do with 9/11. You guys were left behind by science. None of your points are believed by any sector of society. For God's sakes, Alex, yesterday you compared us to glowing worms. What's wrong with you? People out there listening right now, don't believe this hack. He's a fraud. He's a loser. He makes millions of dollars a year, and he wants people like you to send in money to him. Don't believe it. He's a fraud.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold, Justin, and then I'm going to try to go through this point by point. We do make millions of dollars a year. You are absolutely right. And we spend millions of dollars a year on our 10,000-plus square foot facility and my $400,000 a year bandwidth bill and my 20-plus employees and contractors. You bet. We probably make half as much money as a popular barbecue stand here in Austin. I wish we made $5 million a year instead of $2 million a year, because then I could really expand what we're doing and put out more films for free for everyone. How dare I? How dare I make 20-plus films and write books and publish books and produce documentaries? How dare I sell them so that I hopefully get enough money back to make another one? Some films lose money, some films make money and are put back into the operation. How dare I? Notice he calls in and plays that money card. You've got trillions of dollars of your tax money disappearing into offshore banks. They won't tell Congress. They won't tell the British Parliament. They won't, the EU government won't tell the member states where the money goes. But that's not a problem. I'm a hack. I'm a fraud. So see, first he has that ad hominem, divide and conquer, class warfare statement that he throws out. That's what the mainstream media always does. You know, they can pay their reporters $5 million a year to read off a teleprompter. Then he says, I'm a hack and a fraud because I have exposed global warming. Sir, we have the internal emails that they're hiding the decline. They now admit the Earth has been cooling for a decade. It stopped warming 15 years ago. Okay, stopped warming 15 years ago. Then 5 years into stopping warming, the cooling began. The UN and others and universities have been caught faking the temperature data numbers from the thermostats and buoys. If I went over the fraud again, we've covered it ad nauseum. It's covered in Endgame. It's covered in Obama deception. It's covered in Fall of the Republic. I mean, this is a fact, sir. And even if you believe carbon dioxide is a deadly nerve gas, you know, that's just so horrible and kills everything that it comes in contact with. Cutting our emissions when China and India and Mexico and others aren't cutting them will only increase emissions. See, we have less emissions here. We have cleaner standards if you believe carbon dioxide is bad. So going to China and India where they have no emissions controls will increase the devil gas. Now, saying I have compared people to worms is not what I did. But let me explain it again in case you missed it. I talked about how much greater and more powerful and intelligent humans are compared to a glowworm. And I talked about if you're walking through the woods at night, one little glowworm, you can barely even see it in the dark of night glowing there on the forest floor. But when there are thousands and thousands of glowworms who are, you know, out there mating, and so they glow as part of their mating process to advertise themselves, like a peacock puts out its feathers and does a dance to the female, that together in the aggregate, it creates a lot of light. And so I went on with the analogy of humans poking holes in the electronic Berlin Wall of lies and then how the sunshine of truth pours in. So another false statement by you. Quite frankly, I just went into the analogy because I was thinking about walking around in the forest at night and how much I love it and how I never get to do it. So another bizarre statement from you. We told folks that gold was going to go from 300 to above 1,000 7 years ago. It has. We told people that they were going to stage a 9/11 attack on the World Trade Centers 2 months before it happened. They would blame it on their asset Osama bin Laden. They would attack Afghanistan. That happened. We told people in January of last year they were going to launch a giant flu hoax because we were interviewing the emergency managers and others and getting secret documents out of the Bureau of Cemeteries in New York State and other documents. Of course, that then happened. We talked about how they were going to create a derivatives bomb to bring down the world markets and get the nation states in greater debt to the private central banks. We talked about how they would take trillions of dollars, not $800 billion, and that they would not tell Congress where the money went, and that they would not spend it to unfreeze mortgages. They've since clamped down even more. That all happened. Everything we've talked about has happened. I told you back in January of last year that Obama's approval rating would go from 80% into the low 40s or even lower, and that he would continue torture, secret arrest, expand wars, hire nothing but lobbyists, and that his real name's Barry Sitaro. That's now all mainstream news and admitted. So you know what? Whether you like it or not, Justin, everybody's starting to listen to what we have to say because, unlike you, they are intelligent. So you call in so emotional, your voice shaking, like I'm going to cut you off any minute. The truth is, Justin, not Joshua, sorry, that was another caller. The truth is, I love callers like you because for whatever reason, maybe you weren't breastfed, maybe you sat in front of the television for 12 hours on end with crap-filled diapers, and when I say you weren't breastfed, and I've put this out before to people, and a lot of them get mad and say, well, no, I wasn't breastfed. You don't get the fats you need for brain growth in the first year and a half without the milk that the female mammal, Homo sapiens sapiens, produces. See, those breasts are for a reason. They're designed to feed you. Now, my mother breastfed me till I was 18 months old. I've got a big brain, okay? I got my full development. And I'm sorry you were given formula. I'm sorry your parents bought into, you know, easy living and the media told them it was okay to give you formula designed so that you would not have good brain development. I mean, let me guess. You were not breastfed, were you, Justin?
Listen to me. The only reason you got callers in...
Shut up and answer my question. Shut up, punk. Shut up, coward. I'm asking you. Your mommy didn't breastfeed you, did she?
No, the only reason you have people like me calling in
you're
is
scum.
To see what kind of crap you're selling. All right?
You're a coward, Justin. You're a coward and you're scum. And it doesn't matter what you say. Everybody knows global warming's a fraud now, punk. And we've got the courage to expose it when it's unpopular. Now it's popular. We've got the courage to expose 9/11 when it's unpopular to do it because we don't care. You understand that, Justin? I'm sorry mommy didn't take care of you. Okay? I'm sorry you've got a little shriveled brain, Justin.
You're a shill.
I love it, coward. Why don't you go?
I'm a coward. All right.
Hey, Justin. Hey, Justin. Put him on hold. Go on the internet. Make up more lies about me. It only helps me. Just point everybody at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now I illustrate the breastfeeding issue because the studies are out there. You can pull them up. Breastfeeding, you know, higher IQs, larger brain CC size. And it's just a fact. And I also get up here and warn people about giving their children sodium fluoride because it can cause upwards of a 20-point IQ reduction if your children drink sodium fluoride or brush their teeth with sodium fluoride. So I can illustrate this to people. And I'm not saying parents are bad that gave their children formula. They believed what the government told them. They believed that it was a good thing. They believed that different forms of birth control wouldn't sterilize them, like we had in this country in the 70s and 80s with the devices they would implant in women's uteruses that were designed to destroy their fertility. They believed that soy was good for them when it massively reduces fertility. And so, look, I understand, and I should actually be very sad for you. I'm not being sarcastic right now. I understand that you're angry. Okay, but don't worry. The globalists are destroying America. Our industrial base is basically gone. Okay? Okay? And don't worry. You don't have much of a future, Justin. You're going to have it the way you want it. All right? Don't worry. You know, the globalists might beat people like me. You might win. Okay? All right. I'll tell you what. That was a real moron. Oh, boy. Who's up next here? Howard in Philly? Howard, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I got to tell you something. I'm aggravated how much time you just gave that guy. You got people on hold with good info, and you let him allow you to degenerate into down to his level. And it was – I'm looking at the time, and I'm sitting here holding –
Well, he was getting upset, though, because I guarantee you that poor guy comes from a single-parent family, not attacking single-parent families, but – you know, it's a fact, and that guy, you know, just didn't have great parents, and he has a small brain, and I feel sorry for him. Go ahead.
Alex, I understand that, but why did you – that's not my topic. But,
yeah, let's
but
not spend
really,
any more time on it. Go ahead. You're doing what I did.
Well, to a degree. Let's talk about Thailand. I got a couple of things I want to tell you. I lived in Thailand for 3 years, from 2006 until 2009. I know Thais. I know Thailand. I know exactly what's going on there. And everybody's been giving explanations and not really simplifying it so that the American audience can understand what's happening over there. It's so simple, it's not funny. The yellow shirts are for the monarchy. The monarchy funds the yellow shirts that were allowed to take over the airport, two airports while I was there. They didn't fire a shot at them. There was no violence. There was hardly anything. The police stood there, watched them take over the airport, watched them inconvenience everybody traveling in and out of Thailand, were traveling through Thailand, and they became the laughingstock. But the monarchy doesn't care because the monarchy's got a vice grip on the people. They've stolen most of the money from the people as it is. And the people who are wearing the red shirts are the ones who were voted into political power. Whether or not Thaksin was a corrupt scumbag, which he was still voted in properly. And they were removed twice. And they're angry. They want their country. And they're tired of the monarchy dictating how things go because it didn't work it. And they can see that. There is a huge United States influence in Thailand. And just to understate that point, underscore that point, my wife went to open a bank account 2 years ago in Thailand. Now, she's a Thai. They handed her the requisite 10 forms to fill out. She shows me this one form, and she says, why are they asking me these questions? I said, well, what's on the form? It was all in Thai. I said, well, what are they asking you? She says, well, what I do, how I make my money, where I spend my money. And I looked on the top of the form, and in small letters at the top, the only English on the entire form was, "Know Your Customer." So here we've got the Know Your Customer program instituted in the Thai banking system from the Americans. Now, here's the third thing I want to tell you. 3 days ago in Philadelphia, 75 police cars, Homeland Security vehicles, all with sirens blazing, lights going, went through Center City, Philadelphia at 10:30 in the afternoon and scared the hell out of a lot of people. Now, I find these things very curious because when I went to search the next day on Google or look in the local newspapers, there was nothing about it.
Well, what's happening everywhere is they're doing counterterrorism drills and riot control drills. I mean, I literally see scores of articles every day to acclimate the public. The Pentagon admits that's what all this urban warfare training is for, is to condition and acclimate the population. And so that's what's happening here, my friend.
Well, here's the question, though. How do they keep this from the papers? The only way that I, the reason that I know about it, I wasn't downtown at the time, is that I saw it on the 10 o'clock Fox News. And they were talking about it in terms of it was like a scene out of 24. That was Monday night when they showed 24. Now,
we'll check into it. I appreciate your call. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
We're going back to your calls, but this one goes out to the caller before last. If you want to support us, because we got a big nut to crack in the info war, and you know we're the front lines, ladies and gentlemen, empowering, giving platforms to key information, inside info, analysis, political organizations that are fighting for the sovereignty of this country. If you want to support us, when you purchase the books, the videos, the materials, on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. That makes this radio show, the news websites, and future films all possible, ladies and gentlemen. So I want to thank you all for your support. I want to thank PrisonPlanet.tv members, all of my films in super high quality, my book, Paul Watson's book, 6+ years of material, a higher quality podcast, all at PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. I want to thank all the members for making what we do here possible. But more importantly, it's symbiotic, is getting the material out to the population, like Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, An Invisible Empire, New Order Defined, and Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. We're accelerating our output and the quality. So Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, new film available at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com on the hard copy DVD or on PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't Tread on Me at PrisonPlanet.tv. And don't forget to support the sponsors. They also make the broadcast possible. And our local affiliate sponsors. Be sure and support them as well. And, hey, if you just want to donate to us, too, hey, buying the books and videos is basically a donation. But if you want to send a check or money order to us or call and give a credit card donation, we will put it into the fight against the globalists. I haven't done a money bomb this year, but I'm going to do one. Just for that earlier caller, I'm going to do one in about a month, just for you, because I've been looking at the bills here, and revenue's gone down because the economy's falling apart. Our audience has doubled in the last year. Imagine other media whose audience isn't doubling every year. If our audience is doubling and revenue's down because the economy's so shot, can you imagine people who haven't been doubling their audience what it must be like? We'll be sure and do a money bomb just for Justin as well. Just for you, Justin, and for people that want to support us. But you can write to me, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Or you can call and get the books and videos at 888-253-3139. Okay, let's go to Blue Dove Fury in Florida. Thanks for holding.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, go ahead.
Hi. Well, first, I have several things to talk about, but to the young man that called in, he sounds like one of the state troopers and Massachusetts police officers who tried to rape me when I lived in Foxborough, Massachusetts. I want to say this. I knew the police force, and there were good police, and there were bad. And let me tell all of America, there are good police. But there are really bad. I tried to go to the Civil Rights Department for this. They harassed me and staked out in front of my house. We had to keep the blinds closed. My husband was a CEO and lived most of the time in Europe. I eventually divorced my husband over certain issues, going back to his family being Persian. I married a general from Iran, son.
But ma'am, I think you called in with this story before. Send me an email about it. I'd like to see the specifics. I appreciate the call. Joe in Hawaii, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. I'm calling to talk about 2001 when 9/11 happened. And it was interesting how that happened in that year because they go by 2001 to 3000. You know, as a decade, as a century, and nobody ever talks about that. I wanted to get your comment about that.
Well, the globalists are obsessed with numerology, and there was a lot of strange stuff that went on with that on 9/11. But I'm going to continue with open phones and your calls, but I would ask listeners, are you mad about the Mexican president here in the U.S. telling us what to do? We'll be right back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.